show at 6 o'clock, so here we go.
I think you're right, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Winchester Town Board meeting of July 26. I'd like to call the meeting to order at this time and ask Mr. Delabos to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
You got it, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, Robert.
Roll call. My name is Robert Mikes. To my right is
Dorothy Gold.
And to my left,
John Delabos.
And is Judy?
No, she's not on the phone. Oh,
okay. And for staff, start with Victoria.
Hi, I'm Victoria Bonner, your secretary.
My name is Hunter White. I am one of the staff planners.
Okay, thank you. All right. Public comment. There's a period devoted to comments by the public about items on this agenda. No decision, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. I'm asking for approval of the minutes of May 31, 2022.
I make a motion to approve.
Yes, I second.
Okay.
Drew?
Yes, sir.
Evi?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Approval of the agenda for tonight.
I make a motion to approve agenda for this evening.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Thank you. Any informational items? None? All right. Moving right on to planning and zoning. Item number one under consideration is WS 220358 Alaba Omar, waiver for waivers of development standards for the following: one, increased wall sign area, and two, increased average letter height of a wall sign. Also for design review for a proposed signage in conjunction with an existing adult cabaret establishment on 0.9 acres in an M1 zone in the adult use overlay district, generally located on the west side of Highland Drive, 635 feet south of Edna Avenue within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Hello, good evening. David Brown, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of the applicant. This portion of the business has already been open and in operation for quite some time. The applicant expanded and built this two-story building in the back. They were here before you to get approval for that. This application is really for the signage on the new portion of the building. So as you can see here, there is no signage now, and this is what we're requesting. So we have two requests for signage. Both were approved by staff, or recommended for approval by staff. The first is the lettering for the name Scores. That is the name of the club. They're essentially asking for a waiver. We're requesting 259 square feet, where 180 square feet is permitted. As you know, this is the street, so this part is a little bit further back. And because of the space, we're asking for that waiver just for the sign on Highland. In addition, we're asking for additional signage on the side. It's not really change board. It's not really signage. Adult clubs are not allowed to have windows, so what we were requesting is the ability, and these are already in place, there are framed pictures on the side of the building to give the building a little character and curb appeal. The signs or the framed pictures would be on the side of the building, and they would be consistent with what you see over here, which is currently there and already approved. I'm sorry. Yeah,
thank you. It's a
no problem. I forgot, I can't see your tables. So this is, like I said, already here and been approved on the side, and we're just asking to extend that to the side of the building to make it look aesthetically better. Happy to answer any questions. Like I said, we come before you with staff's recommendation for approval and hope to have yours as well.
Okay. Does anyone in the audience have any questions or comments about this item? Anyone on the board? No? John?
I just have one quick question. You have delineated the size of the proposed window-like openings. They're 7 feet wide, but I can't tell what the height is, sir.
17 feet.
Okay, thank you. That's my only question.
I have no questions. So if there isn't anything else, I would move to approve this item with the staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, sir. Looks like you scored.
Okay, item number two is DR, DR 22-0367-LV-PCPS LLC and LV-AM LLC.
What we do with that abbreviation, right?
Right.
What will we do without abbreviations, right?
Yeah. Anyway, it's for design reviews for the following. One, a modification to an approved comprehensive sign plan. And two, increase the number of animated signs. And three, increase the area of animated signs for a resort hotel, which is the Sahara, on 17.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard, South and Sahara Avenue within Winchester. Is the applicant present? Oh, Greg.
I snuck up on you. I'm Greg Borgel, here for the Sahara, as you read, and there is a change to their proposed signage program, most of which you've already approved. And that occurs in this area, which is on the southwest corner of the parking structure. And in general, what's happening is the previously approved sign is being moved south and wrapping around with additional square footage at the corner so that they have some actual exposure for their sign to Las Vegas Boulevard, which is over here. It was previously located here, which would have put it behind a whole lot of landscaping, which everyone liked, but they also want their sign to be visible, so they're trying to use the corner here for that purpose. And in general terms, everything that you approved that would be metal finished on the parking structure as well is remaining, so it's not an elimination. It's a replacement just at this corner of that use, and in square footages, we'll show you exactly what's going on. This is where you approved the sign. It's moving here and then being wrapped around with additional square footage so that they have exposure to traffic on Las Vegas Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Staff is recommending approval. The conditions are normal. The applicant accepts the conditions and hoping that you would be satisfied as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Does anyone in the audience have any questions or comments on this item? No? Staff? Dorothy, do you have any questions or comments?
Is that Paradise Road?
Paradise Road is on the back of the Sahara. So let me reorient you. Here is Las Vegas Boulevard.
Correct.
Paradise is back here. Oh, so this would basically be visible from Las Vegas Boulevard.
Okay, thank you.
Has the metal wrap of the garage changed?
Basically, no. But to the extent that this sign might have required it to be slightly changed, it might. But everything's being preserved as previously approved, except that the sign here, this might have caused a little piece of the metal cover to be slipped.
It would either cover it or it would go around it.
Right. But they're not getting rid of the metal cover.
Okay, and they're going to then replace the sign area with metal covering in its place then?
An architectural question. I think the answer is yes, but architect. On the front where the sign is being moved from, are we replacing that with full metal screening?
Yes, sir. I'm Doug Walton.
Hi, Doug.
Architect for Innovativo Design. We're doing all the work on the Sahara. Mm-hmm. We're extending that metal screen over to where that sign used to be. Mm-hmm. So we're just moving that to the south, and we're wrapping that sign around the corner. And we have that same metal screen. It's kind of floating sands, if you will.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like to me.
Cascade coil. It's a drapery coil that goes down in multiple colors over the surface of the parking garage to give it a little bit of appeal.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a nice idea. It's kind of T-Mobile-esque a little bit.
Excuse me, but for the record, yeah. I missed your name and address.
Doug Walton, 4810 West University Avenue, Las Vegas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you, sir.
Anything else
okay.
to be said? I move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I need to check in with the secretary.
Yeah. Are you going to walk home?
I should. I should. But I probably won't.
I love to tease
you. I'm right down the street.
I know. That's what I thought. I'm going, God. You could have got that exercise and walked in here and back.
I do.
Yeah. I'll take that one, sir. Okay. Hold on. That's right side up. Moving right along.
Okay. Item number 3 is ET-21-400170 UC-1223-07 MRC-1 Funding Corporation holdover use permits 6th extension of time for the following: a high impact project, 2 an expansion of the gaming enterprise district, and 3 resort hotel consisting of 3,250 hotel rooms, 4 250 resort condominiums, 5 public areas including all casino areas, showrooms, live entertainment, shopping center, indoor and outdoor dining, offices, meeting rooms and convention rooms, back of house areas and parking structures, increase the height of the high-rise towers and structures, and 7 associated accessory and incidental commercial uses, buildings and structures, and deviations from the development standards. also deviations for the following: one, to reduce on-site parking; two, to reduce the height setback ratios; and three, encroachment into airspace; and four, all other deviation as shown per plans on file. Also for design reviews for the following: one, a resort hotel casino with high-rise tower including kitchens and rooms; and two, all other accessory and incidental buildings and structures on 15 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive and the west side of Paradise Road within Winchester. Is the applicant present? Oh, there
yes.
He is.
John Sullivan, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, on behalf of the applicant. So this is a 6 extension of time, as you mentioned. It's 15 acres on the southwest corner of Convention Center and Paradise. Takes up most of that block. Our friends coming up with number 4 are actually one of the additional properties within that block. It's an H1 zone. Marriott has been working to find a partner. Obviously, it's gone through a couple of cycles of difficulty in the window, but this is a 6 extension request. As you see, it's a complicated application that was initially approved. I think it just took, 5-10 minutes to read the application that was approved as is. Nothing has changed within the approval components. It's still the expansion of the GED area is still compatible and appropriate with the area. Requests all meet the Title 30 requirements. It's zoned H1 and planned for commercial tourism in the area. And so what we have left is it's an off-strip property looking for a gaming resort partner. It's Marriott International. It's an iconic brand. They're looking for an iconic partner. And it's a slow, difficult process that's now gone through, our little stuff that we've had in Nevada and then the stuff the world's faced. But really, it's just a continuation of time to look for the right development partner and keep moving.
Okay. Does anyone in the audience have any questions or comments on this item? Okay. For the board, Dorothy?
Yes. So is that where the Marriott is now and you're going to expand it?
Correct. The Marriott sits on this portion
okay.
of the property.
Right. So you're going to... Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
And it's going to be a hotel and condominiums. Then.
So it's going from the basic limited service Marriott that is now, the plan is for a resort casino hotel. And so it also includes the condominium units as well as part of the overall project, which, as you know, Marriott has a timeshare program.
Right.
John, do you have anything?
Yeah, I do. I've been on the board since 2015. And when this came up for its fourth round of approval, I was pretty new, and I knew that there had been some issues with Las Vegas and funding on things, and remembered when the Fountain Blue lost the beauty contest to City Center for funding. And so I've been out here a while. In fact, I've lived here most of my life. We moved out here in 59. That's 1959. And I approved because I figured it would probably happen in the next 2 or 3 years. Fast forward, it's 2022, soon to be 2023, or at least in 5 months. And I did not vote to approve last time because I thought that the project had basically had enough time. I mean, I look in the area surrounding this and I see that since this originally began, we have built and remodeled Encore because they started with a porte cochere on the strip, turned it into a beach club. So we built and remodeled Encore. We have built Resorts World, which managed to find 3 hotel partners for their high-rise, Hilton, Crockford's, and Conrad. I realize they're all Hilton brands, so that probably made it a little easier. We've built 60% abandoned and now finishing the Fountain Blue. I live at Turnberry, so I have a specific interest in watching all this stuff kind of happen. And we've sold San Nazarian, we sold the Sahara to San Nazarian, who sucked it up his nose and sold it to us and got rid of SLS because we couldn't get gaming license him, to Manuco or Monaco and Moreno currently, who has taken the Sahara and redone it. And we built the giant convention center. And in my heart of hearts, I have two issues that I think are probably most gripping for me. Number one is, why does it take so long when everything else hasn't? And number two, I think there is potentially, I don't know, this is just my feeling, potentially an alternative agenda afoot here. And that is, if we keep this property alive with these extensions and this type of permitting, although they've done no development agreement, they've done no airport FAA approvals, they've done no, what else have I been involved in helping people do? They've done no performance agreement, they've not done a feasibility study, they've not done a traffic study. All of the things that in my mind would indicate a serious attempt to develop, all of which I have been through. I mean, I go do all this stuff all the time, so it's not like I'm new to this. I'm thinking that this is really somebody who's just holding onto this property, wanting to keep these preferential zoning considerations with the expansion of the convention center, hoping that there's going to be somebody who wants to do either this or buy it, and it's going to be worth so much more if it has these accoutrements as part of its permitting folio, as opposed to raw land, go for it, you might be able to get something on, but if you don't, well, we sold it, we're happy. And that just really bothers me. So that's my thoughts on this.
I mean, obviously, factually, the things that have happened in town that you mentioned all happened, right? So I mean, that's accurate. The resorts world is probably the most akin to this conversation as far as having a hotel partner and a gaming partner in it, being an off-strip property, right? I mean, it's the one that really fits as a match with what's gone on here. But it's still sort of a very niche business. There's not a lot of those. There's not a lot of, you know, Hilton slash Marriott's of the world, you know, working on these. I think when this was approved in 2019, which was the last extension, is the only time they really had a serious partner working with them in front of the pandemic, and then the partner moved on. But it has been a long time. I appreciate all of those facts are true. It obviously got approved right before we had the recession, mm-hmm. and has dealt with, you know, in recent times. But they had all that entire window, and as I mentioned, the only time they've had a real strong look like moving forward partner on this project was right before the pandemic hit. So as you mentioned, from 14 onward, you know, being on the board, you've seen it come before you a couple of different times. So I appreciate that. They realize that. They just know it's a very difficult process, and when this gets built, it's going to get built with the Marriott brand on it, and it's very important to them as to who that partner is and what the project's going to be.
Okay.
John, you finished?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you, sir.
I'll make the last comment. I've been on the board longer than he has. And I have seen this MCR funding come up time and time and time again. Frankly, I think it's excessive. And I think you guys should decide what you want to do and be realistic about it. And let's get this on. Or else stop sending it up to us all the time. I feel like I'm part of your group. I see it so much. But anyway, because of that, I would move for denial. All in favor?
I agree with you. I would move for denial as well.
Okay, Dorothy.
And being here only a short time, I can only listen to what my fellow board members have said. I just think about water and the, again, traffic and all that. So I'm not always in favor of big new sites, so I'm voting with them.
Okay.
I'll have what they're having.
All right, then our report will be that we move for denial. Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Do you want to hang on to those? Do you want me to remove them from you?
No, I keep all these in my records, everything that comes before me, so I prefer to keep it if I may.
Perfect. No, absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay.
So this is Piero's.
Just a moment, I'll be right with you here. There we go. Item four, and our final item will be APP number slant owner description of request for WS-22-0374-Glusman Family LP for a waiver of development standards to increase the number of animated signs and for design reviews for the following: one, a freestanding sign with animation, and two, increased animated sign areas in conjunction with an existing restaurant on 1.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive, 440 feet west of Paradise Road within Winchester. Is the applicant here?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Good evening, folks. My name is Jacob Hosmer. I'm with Hartlauer Signs, 3900 West Dewey Drive, in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. Our sign that we are proposing and humbly ask your approval for is a new freestanding sign for the Piero's restaurant. They've had a sign up in its location for quite some time. I believe it was originally permitted and installed by Yesco in 1995. Mm-hmm. So we and the client feel that they're well due for an upgrade. The sign is a kind of a unique shape. It's sort of trapezoidal, in it, the angle of which is more than 45 degrees. So per the code, we have to consider it two signs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That prompts our number of message units to turn into two message units as opposed to one on each side of a normal flat rectangular sign.
Mm-hmm.
It also increases the area of message units we're asking for because they are counted as two. Aside from the electronic message board, which would be akin to the highest industry standards that you see in other locations around town, the sign will have some illuminated channel lettering, reading the company name, fine dining, fresh fish, piano bar, and the opposite side of the sign is a mirror image of that side. And we have another board that shows the different angle there, which you can see. This would be from the east, looking at it from the east side, looking west.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the message boards and the channel letters, it does have some, we think, very elegant band lighting that you see here on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
A little touch, a decorative top that does not illuminate, this portion does. And we think it's going to be a very nice sign for a hallmark of the Las Vegas area. They've been in business selling fine food for longer than I've existed on the planet. And we hope to do a nice project for them and keep that family business running by building a sign with our family business. So if there's any other questions, I'm happy to
answer
them.
Thank you. Any questions from the audience? Any questions from the board? Board. You have a question?
Yeah. I have two questions. Well, I have one question and one statement. First of all, you're right, it has been around that long because I remember going there when it was the Villa de Est, which is going back.
Was it 81?
I believe they started operating out of this in 86. 1967.
Piero's did?
Yes.
But it was the Villa Dea since 1968. Before that, another Italian restaurant. Very good reputation. In this application, couldn't think of the right word, application, it speaks about the sign having a planter around the base.
Correct.
But neither one of your illustrations appear to show a planter. So I'm just curious whether or not that's still in consideration or whether it isn't, only because I don't see it there.
Yes,
but I do read it here.
It absolutely will. If you take a look at the site plan here, we do call it out. It will meet all code requirements, as it will project around the base of the sign no less than 2 feet. It will be a curbed, most likely rock-scaped planter.
With plants in?
If they were required by the code, then I would absolutely, they would, because it meets all code requirements.
Okay.
I believe the way the Title 30 reads is it is a curbed, landscaped, or rockscaped planter that must extend no less than 2 feet around the base. The problem we
it
find...
It says here, this landscape area will extend a minimum of 2 feet around the base of the sign with landscaping consisting of shrubs and ground cover.
If that's
what I'm reading.
If that's the recommendation from the staff...
And since I go there to eat and drink, I'll be looking for bushes.
Then we will have bushes and shrubbery.
Outstanding.
On it, absolutely.
Outstanding.
If that's a staff recommendation or a requirement, then we have no opposition to that.
Just want to make sure that we all agree that that has been in Sydney application, so we just don't get more rocks. I'm tired of rocks. That's all. I'm done.
Okay. John, do you want to...
I would like to move for approval of this item. I think it's a nice addition. It really is. The sign is elegant.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too, sir.
I have to, I'm sorry folks, I have to read this for her pleasure. Comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the proposed agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anyone want to say anything? Thank you. Next meeting will be August 9th, 2022, same place, same time. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, sir.